Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, January 26, 2009. Sorry for the late start. We had a committee meeting run a bit long and other things, but we'll get going. First item on the agenda is to review the minutes for tonight's
first
council meeting.
First excuse,
I'm sorry, what? It's on.
You turn up a little.
Okay. Is that better? You're supposed to say it's louder, but it's no better. Okay. All right, there we go. First of all, I would like to welcome Councilmember Summers. Are you on the phone?
I am. Thank you, Mayor.
Good. Okay. Councilmember Scott Summers is participating by phone. Item number one, review the agenda item for agenda items for this evening. Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Mr. Brady.
Mayor, staff's request that we pull item 6G. There's been a protest on the bid recommendation on that, and we need to go back and look at the specifications. So we'll recommend that we pull item 6G for water meters.
Okay, item 6G is removed from the agenda. Page 7. Page 8.
Mayor, I have a question on 8A.
8A.
I would like to continue. Sorry, we're on page 8. Item 8A. I would like to continue this case that we could have more discussion on the actual building plan for the property and how we plan on meeting their emergency service needs, since we're adding 424 senior living care apartments, either independent or assisted or higher level of assisted care. So I would like to be able to sit down and have more discussions before we move even into introduction.
Mr. Wesley, where are we specifically in this process, and what would a continuance or a delay give to us?
Mayor, at this point, we're pretty near the end of the annexation process. Petition's been released. It's been signed and turned back in, and so I've introduced the ordinance. This evening would set the public hearing date for next week for action on the ordinance annexing the property. If you delay it, if it's okay with the applicant, it would really just moves it back. It doesn't really affect the process other than that delay for the applicant.
Mr. Alstrom?
Yeah.
Sorry to put you on the spot, but...
That's all right. We'll live with it.
I guess the question is there, with a lot of the discussions we've been having as far as annexation, the question of our ability to adequately serve areas annexed with police and fire is, I think, something. Councilmember Higgins, that's what you want to discuss in more thoroughfare. If we continue this, if we move it back, what kind of time would you be looking at?
Well, we could get out and start talking about it this week, next couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll cause any serious delay to the project. If there's some concerns, you know, let's get them hammered out now and find out what your concerns are and maybe and just have a better view of what we're doing, what our plans are for the project, and I think we can probably, we'd live with a little bit of a delay here.
Okay. The time frame is the next meeting is February 2nd, then we have another meeting on the 17th, I believe, right? Can you accomplish what you need to accomplish in the next week, or are you going to need...
Knowing what's already
on the schedule for the next 2 weeks, it would be great if we could push it out till the 17th. If that works with you.
What do you anticipate needing to happen? Do we need to get
more detailed discussions on the actual plan? You need to see perhaps our service model in that area, response times, volume in that area, also, you know, because
And we submitted all that. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I mean, during our initial application, we submitted a proposed site plan, product mix. And we first went to the county, and they said, well, we can't service you because we don't have anything in the area. So, really, you need to do it with the city. And that's really why we're coming to the city for annexation, because the county said they really wouldn't be able to service us. So,
what if we did this? Since all that information has been submitted, and I think we could probably pull some stuff together, how about if we continue it to next meeting, to February 2nd? If you, that'll give you a real incentive to get some things done. If you get it done, we can move ahead at that time. If for whatever reason we're not at that page, then we can look at going again. So let's just move it.
That'd be great.
For a week. Is that okay, council member?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, so we'll put in this continue to the February 2nd meeting. So item 6A will be on the consent agenda with a continuation to the February 2nd meeting.
8A.
8A. I'm sorry. I said 6A. I'm sorry. I apologize. 8A. Thank you. All right.
So we'll be in touch.
Will someone contact me, or do I need to contact somebody?
And then I would say that it puts the burden to on you guys to get together over the next few days and get these issues resolved.
Okay. That's fine.
Great.
You bet.
Thank you, Mr. Ahlstrom. Anything else on page 8? Page 9?
I'm sorry, Mayor. 8C? 8 Charlie?
8 Charlie.
Back Mr. Wesley, 8. Didn't you have something to... We were going to continue this case?
I believe you're referring to 11B.
Pardon me?
0626? That's item 11B.
11B.
Right.
The 11 acre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's 1.11.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Wrong page.
I can't believe you got the numbers wrong. That would never happen to me. Page 9. Page 10. And page 11. Mr. Wesley.
Mayor and Council, we've had a request. The email in front of you is for item 11B, the annexation, but the related case is the development agreement 11A. From the applicant for continuance to the February 17th meeting.
Is February 17th going to work? Because we have a semi-conflict.
I recommend we go to March 2nd.
Okay. Because I think we have a scheduling conflict
that
night.
We have time constraints.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Anderson? Okay.
So it'll be for both 11A and 11B.
11A and 11B, both... okay, both to be continued to the March 2nd meeting. Mr. Fenter?
The only concern I'd have, and I remember this from my old P&Z days, is if we've had a lot of people drive in here and now they're finding out that they're not going to be able to speak or whatever. I don't know if that's the case, but it sure seemed like they were mobilizing. I'd hate to cause them a disservice, but maybe you've already taken care of that ahead of time, and that's fine.
Yeah, for tonight it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else on page 11? Okay. We're set then.
Okay.
Any reports on conferences and or meetings attended? Councilmember Richens.
Got a quick one to throw out. I attended the New Partners for Smart Growth Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico last week. It was really interesting to see some of the innovative ways that people are developing and connecting pedestrians and bicycles and cars and new development forms that make better sense for city infrastructure and lower city's costs. So it was fascinating. Maybe we'll bring some of those ideas here.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Brady?
Thank you, Mayor. Just remind the council that this Thursday we'll have a study session beginning at 7:30, which will be followed by a community and neighborhood services committee meeting. And then we have another council meeting just next week, February 2nd. And then that'll be followed by another study session on Thursday the 5th. Thank you. Oh, Mayor, and just one more item, please. Just looking ahead, we will have a joint meeting with the Dobson Ranch Homeowners Association, which will be on Wednesday, February 11th. I believe everybody should have that, but just a reminder, that's February 11th, which is a Wednesday, 7 a.m. at the Landmark. Thank you.
7 a.m.?
A.m.?
Correct.
Mayor.
Councilmember Richens?
Could you clarify the conflict on the 17th? We moved the meeting to Tuesday, and there were some tight time screens. I'm sorry, I was absent on Thursday.
Man and Woman of the Year.
Yeah, the Mason Man and Woman of the Year banquet is that night, and several members of the council are participating in that. So we We can handle both of them, but we just want to give adequate time and don't want to be, give the residents and others artificial shortchange. And so the second, we're much more open to long-winded discussions. Okay? Okay. All right.
I think Summers didn't chime in on that.
All right, anything else?
I heard that.
Okay, we'll, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
You have a motion, second?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
We'll adjourn and we'll meet upstairs in 10 minutes. Thank you.